is your show, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Once again, freetalklive.com. Our number, 800-259-9231. Coming up, big news about the Free State Project. But first, a story that is from Florence, Arizona, but you might see happening on a more local level soon. It's an immigration-related story. And not the immigration you're thinking about. You're thinking Arizona. It's got to be Mexicans.
Got to be.
Try a Russian.
A Russian?
But he's not even a Russian. Oh. Wait till we get to the details. You're going to love this. This is great. Great in that we're becoming a totalitarian dictatorship.
Great that we're right that we're becoming a totalitarian dictatorship.
Totally vindicating our position here and how dangerous to your liberty this whole war on immigration is. I don't care if you aren't brown-skinned. I understand you think that, oh, well, that's all right. We can have this war on immigration. They're only going to be targeting those brown folk. So therefore, since I'm pale and lily white, I will be perfectly okay. No problem. Well, maybe you'd be all right if your last name is Smith. But if it's Warziniak. Thomas Warziniak was born in Minnesota. This from McClatchy Newspapers. And grew up in Georgia. But immigration authorities pronounced him an illegal immigrant from Russia. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has held Warziniak for weeks in an Arizona detention facility with the aim of deporting him to a country he's never seen.
Oh, this poor man.
His jailer shrugged off Warziniak's claims that he was an American citizen, even though they could have retrieved his Minnesota birth certificate in minutes, and even though a Colorado court had concluded that he was a U.S. citizen a year before it shipped him to Arizona. On Thursday, Warziniak...
How long has he been in jail now?
A few weeks.
Okay.
Warziniak finally became a free man
because
on Thursday.
Because how could Colorado ship Warziniak to Arizona a year ago if he's only been locked up for a couple of weeks?
I'm not sure. It said a Colorado court had concluded he was a U.S. citizen a year before it shipped him to Arizona. So it made that conclusion, then a year later shipped him to Arizona.
I see. So
maybe we'll find out.
Okay.
So Thursday, Warziniak finally became a free man. Immigration officials released him after his family, who learned about his predicament from McClatchy. This is the newspaper service. So they didn't even know. They produced a birth certificate, and after a U.S. senator demanded his release. This is what it takes. You have to have somebody,
senator.
Some politician, go to bat for you.
A U.S. senator.
Uh-huh. The immigration agents told me they never make mistakes, says Warziniak.
Is that the most ludicrous thing you've ever heard? We're a bunch of shiftless, lazy bureaucrats, and we never make mistakes. If we make mistakes, we just kill the people involved. That way they can never talk about it.
Right.
I mean, what kind of... I know they said this. This is the kind of crap that these people say. I mean, absolutely. I can hear a correctional officer, an immigrations agent saying, we don't make mistakes.
We don't make mistakes, Mr. Warziniak. Or whatever the hell your name is, you damn Rusky.
You know,
try to come over here and try to fool us and get your visa. Well, we caught you.
You know, this could happen to anyone.
Yep.
I mean, this guy was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Is that right? Minneapolis?
Yeah,
Minnesota. He was born in Minnesota. I mean, for God's sakes, he was born in the United States. Yes, he's got a foreign-sounding name, but then...
Thomas.
So does everybody. My name sounds English, you know?
Sorry,
your
huh?
name sounds French. Everybody here, the only people that don't have, English-sounding name or, you know, foreign-sounding names are people whose names are still in English, like Running Bear and Featherfoot and things like that. Good Lord.
Story.
This is the sickest thing I've... This is bizarre.
Let's find out how this happened. The story of how immigration officials decided that a small-town drifter with a southern accent was an illegal Russian immigrant illustrates how the federal government mistakenly detains and sometimes even deports American citizens. So wait, this isn't the only case? This isn't the only time this has happened? This isn't the exception to the rule? U.S. citizens who are mistakenly jailed by immigration authorities can get caught up in a nightmarish bureaucratic tangle in which they're simply not believed. You're sitting there telling them, look, man, I was born here, you can check me out. And they're sitting back saying,
ha, what are you talking about, you rusky? Trying to fool us. We know what we're doing. Don't you tell us how to do our jobs. You want me to go over to a computer and punch some digits in and try to pull up your information? That's too much damn work. We've already done our footwork,
right.
Son.
Who walks around with their birth certificate in their back pocket? I certainly don't have mine.
Well, if somebody might have to have one to cross borders from state to state. Who knows?
If somebody asked me to prove that I was born in Florida, I couldn't do it. I mean, I can talk like a Southerner, but apparently that wasn't enough for this guy. Apparently he did talk like a Southerner. I'd have to be making it up.
An unpublished study by the Vera Institute of Justice, a New York nonprofit organization, identified 125 people in 2006 in the immigration detention centers across the nation who immigration lawyers believe have valid U.S. citizenship claims. This is the first we've heard of this. This story is the first we've heard of these 125 people.
It is.
They're languishing in detention centers.
I wanted to know about this for a very long time, and this is the first thing I've heard about it.
So again, these are the lawyers who are saying that these folks have valid claims, but they're still in the detention centers. Vera originally initially focused on six facilities where most of the cases surfaced. The organization later broadened its analysis to 12 sites and plans to track the outcome of all cases involving citizens. Nina Sulik, the lead researcher, says she thinks that many more American citizens probably are being erroneously detained or deported every year because her assessment looked at only a small number of those people in custody. I mean, they only have so much resources, they can only look at so much. Each year, about 280,000 people, over a quarter of a million people, are held on immigration violations at 15 federal detention centers and more than 400 state and local contract facilities nationwide. That's a lot of damn facilities.
Mm.
Unlike suspects charged in criminal courts, detainees accused of immigration violations, get this, you don't have a right to an attorney.
Since when?
Since it's immigration, little missy.
You ain't no citizen. You don't get no rights. You ain't no citizen. You know, this is the concept that that our court systems have come up with up to this point, that essentially non-citizens are... Yeah,
subhuman.
They're not eligible for the same rights that citizens
are. Right. You don't understand.
Even think the term citizen is written in our Constitution until
the 14th Amendment. I think yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Until it wasn't written into the Constitution or the Bill of Rights.
Right.
It had to come into the 14th Amendment. So all the rights that are given to us, you know, are outlined in the Bill of Rights. All of the rights that are outlined in the Declaration of Independence. All those rights are the rights of human beings.
That is correct. All
not
of them, wherever
citizens
from
there's
wherever
not
they're
some
born.
Kind of birthright for having been born inside this, you know, this piece of land that we stole from the people who had it originally anyway.
You are absolutely correct. The U.S. government Constitution is a set of rules for the government to follow. It outlines some rights that the government is supposed to be very explicit about respecting. It is not creating those rights. It is not granting those rights. It's simply pointing out to the government people saying, hey, you government people, these people that you supposedly rule over have these things. They're called rights, and here they are. You aren't supposed to violate these. Of course, we know the government people apparently have trouble with reading comprehension, or they've never actually picked up the document they've sworn to uphold in the first place, so we don't have to talk about how they violated those rights and they could care less about them. But I just want to make it clear what the purpose of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, is. It doesn't grant you anything. You have rights by virtue of being a human being, and that's what you're pointing out, Mark. But don't tell that to the bureaucrats here. They claim you don't have a right to an attorney, and so therefore, once you get picked up, remember, they can just come into your place of business. We've seen this happen. They just come in, kick in the door, start checking people's papers, and if they suspect you, they think that you're an illegal immigrant, whether it's from Mexico or Russia or China, wherever, they take you and they put you in one of these facilities. You have no right to contact an attorney. So how are you going to get out? Let's look into this here in moments. There's more to this story. It is your show. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the Revolutionary Dragonskin Body Armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features, by the way, include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go to the front page, click and download. They're right there for your download and convenience. It will cost you nothing. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. It's all on us. Head over to freetalklive.com to take a look at that. That's freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with businesses to support Free Talk Live.
All right, talking about a very disturbing story and one that I'm surprised we haven't seen yet. With all of the immigration enforcement that we're starting to see these days, from the crackdown on the borders to the crackdown inside the borders in the form of immigration checkpoints, citizenship checkpoints that we've seen, which, by the way, our friend over at Checkpoint USA, the guy that's posted some of the videos we've talked about many times on this show, he's finally put them up on YouTube. I believe it's YouTube/Checkpoint USA. Which is good. I was suggesting that to him because he had them on his website. You'd have to click to download them. You wait till they get to your computer and you have to open them. Now you can just go to YouTube and see them there, which is excellent. So you've got these internal checkpoints where they're demanding to know your citizenship. You've got border crackdown. You've got internal, basically a police state that's developing where the police at any old time can raid a place of business and demand all the identification information on all of the employees there for the purposes of trying to ferret out those evil, illegal immigrants. And now, what we're finding out is that they're actually just coming across people, in whatever method they're coming across them. We'll learn more about this one man's story here in a moment, but we find out that in 2006, the Vera Institute of Justice in New York identified 125 people in immigration detention centers across the nation who immigration lawyers believe have valid U.S. citizenship claims, yet they're still there. We find out that unlike suspects charged in criminal courts, detainees accused of immigration violations don't have a right to an attorney, and three-fourths of them represent themselves. Less affluent or resourceful U.S. citizens who are detained must try to maneuver on their own through a complicated system. So if you can afford the attorney, then you can have an attorney if you get caught up in all this. But I don't know about you, but, I mean, attorneys are pretty damn expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're going to, as the government, if the government's going to put someone into this system and demand they try to know what the hell they're doing.
Especially, prove you're a citizen. It said that right in the article that the onus lies upon the person to prove their citizenship. Mm. That's not how our court system was set up. You weren't ever guilty to be and had to prove yourself innocent. They have to prove that you're not a citizen.
Well, no, they don't. Well, they don't apparently have to do much of anything. It comes to your word against the government's, even when you know and insist you're a U.S. citizen, said the researcher. Your word doesn't always count, and the government doesn't always investigate fully. Huh. Well, no duh. You think?
Hmm.
Government investigators cutting corners, not wanting to do the work they're supposed to do? What a shock. Officials with ICE, the federal agency that oversees deportations, maintain that such cases are isolated. Because agents are required to obtain sufficient evidence that someone's an illegal immigrant before making an arrest. However, they don't track the number of U.S. citizens who are detained or deported. Why should they?
Deported. They're kicking out U.S. citizens.
I'm just imagining getting stuck in another country where I don't speak the language.
Right.
How do they decide that this guy was Russian?
I'm not sure.
His last name's Wojnikowski or whatever?
Yeah, Wojniak or something.
My last name is Miranda. That's Spanish.
I mean, what would happen if they decided, you must be Argentinian. You're out of here.
Yep.
I mean, what do you do? Obviously,
I don't
nothing.
Know.
You sit in jail like this guy did because there's absolutely nothing you can do.
Why else would they send you to Argentina?
Finally, I guess his family heard about his predicament.
The newspaper.
Which I have to say is a failing on his part.
Is it?
Not being able to put your hands in your birth certificate is a failure on your part. You've been told your whole life.
Who knows what kind of access he had to the outside world? Who knows how many phone calls they allowed him to make?
I have met many people that were being held for deportation.
Mm-hmm.
I've met them. And they could make all kinds of telephone calls.
Okay.
I don't know that. I don't know how it was in this particular instance. I'm only going upon the experience that I have, and that experience says that you
whatever, Mark. It doesn't matter because this is all unnecessary. All of it.
Yeah.
Officials with ICE again say that no one is keeping track of the numbers of U.S. citizens who are detained or deported. Their spokesbureaucrat says, we don't want to detain or deport U.S. citizens. It's just not something we do. But you do, Ms. Fobbs. You do. You've got over 125 people in just 1 year that were legitimate citizens. While immigration advocates agree that the agents generally release detainees before deportation in clear-cut cases, they said ICE sometimes ignores valid assertions of citizenship in the rush to ship out more illegal immigrants. Proving citizenship is especially difficult for the poor, mentally ill, disabled, or anyone who has trouble getting a copy of his or her birth certificate while behind bars. Pedro Guzman, a mentally disabled U.S. citizen who was born in Los Angeles, was serving a 120-day sentence for trespassing last year when he was shipped off to Mexico. Guzman was found 3 months later trying to return home. Although federal government attorneys have acknowledged that Guzman was a citizen, ICE spokesbureaucrat said that Thursday that her agency still questions the validity of his birth certificate. Last March, ICE agents in San Francisco detained Kevin Reyes, a six-year-old boy who was born in the U.S. for 10 hours after his father was picked up in a sweep. His father says he wasn't permitted to call relatives who could care for his son, although ICE denies turning down the request. So, again, he said, she said. Is the father telling the truth? Was he disallowed the phone call? Or is ICE telling the truth? Did they let him make the call and he did something else with the call? I don't know. The number of U.S. citizens who are swept up in the immigration system is a small fraction of the number of illegal immigrants who are deported. But in the past several years, immigration lawyers report seeing more detainees who turn out to be U.S. citizens. Well, of course. Because there's more enforcement now than there ever was. And you've got people that are running for president talking about talking about deporting every single illegal immigrant? You want to start calculating how many more mess-ups they're going to have if that happens? You want to just throw out a random number? 1% is 1% too much.
Yeah, you know, just what if it was you? That's really what the question you've got to ask yourself. What if it was you? Would the INS be a legitimate, important part of our inner workings here in the country? If it was you, the American citizen, they were kicking out into some foreign country you'd never been to before?
Well, that's the problem, though, is everybody says, it won't be me. It wouldn't happen to me.
I'm sure that this guy said it wouldn't be him, too.
Right. Oh, yeah, I don't have anything to hide.
He was born in Minneapolis.
Right. Hey, I don't have anything to hide. I don't mind all these new government rules and restrictions and regulations and security. Oh, it's fine. I've got nothing to hide. Well, wait a minute. This isn't even behavior that they've criminalized. It's just they've mixed you up for an illegal person. There are illegal people in America. What the hell has this country turned into? What sort of a weird fascist, utopian, socialist dictatorship is this?
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com.
Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free, and you can enjoy those on us. So head over there and enjoy those, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version as well, both for free for you. freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and you can find out how to order right there. FTLDiscount.com.
As the madness continues, we continue the immigration story here. Man was picked up, put in a detention center for being an illegal Russian immigrant. And the ICE folks, the Federal Immigration Bureaucracy, was planning on shipping him back to his home country. Whoops. He doesn't actually come from Russia. Whoops. He was born in Minnesota. And he's just one of many mistakes. In fact, they've only been able to find 125 mistakes so far, but they've only looked at a fraction of the people that are in the custody of the government. So there could be a whole lot more of these people. There could be a whole lot more Americans, people born here, mistaken for immigrants, illegal immigrants, and currently being held in some government hellish detention center. This could be a friend of yours. Don't think this couldn't happen to you. This could be you. This could be your loved one, your children, your spouse, your lover. This could be anybody. Because they blow it all the time. Government sucks at doing pretty much everything it tries to do. And that includes identify illegal immigrants. And now, attorneys say the chances of mistakes are growing as immigration agents step up sweeps in the country and state and local prisons with less experience in immigration matters screen more criminals on behalf of ICE. ICE's spokesbureaucrat named Fobbs said agents move as quickly as possible to check stories of people who claim they're American citizens, but she said that many of the cases involve complex legal arguments, such as whether U.S. citizenship is derived from parents, which an immigration judge has to sort out.
Wait, this guy, this is a damn lie, because this guy told these people over and over again, and they just wouldn't check to see whether, you know, his birth certificate was on file in Minnesota.
Yeah, we'll get more about his story here in a moment. She says, we have to be careful we don't release the wrong person. Oh, heaven forbid.
Who cares? It's a person. What are they going to do?
They're going to come in and take our jobs.
Well, this is their job. Their job is to lock people up for being illegal.
It's nuts. It's just nuts. And Julia, you're right. This is all completely unnecessary. If we didn't have a welfare state, if we didn't have the bowl of food left out for the cats, then we wouldn't be getting all these stray cats. You wouldn't be getting the immigrants coming here that want to mooch off the system. The solution to this problem is not to round up illegal immigrants. The solution is to re-legalize immigration and to end welfare. That way people can just come here and make a better life for themselves. This is nuts.
All kinds of welfare. We shouldn't be obligated to pay for you know, public schooling of these people.
Sure.
We shouldn't be obligated to pay for, you know, a hospital shouldn't be obligated to provide them medical service when they come here. They shouldn't be able to use an emergency room like it's a doctor's office. There shouldn't be any obligation of an American citizen to pay for, you know, a person who's just come, any person, you know, in any kind of welfare situation at all.
Here's more about his case. Mr. Warzyniak, this is again the man mistaken for a Russian and almost deported. ICE officials appear to have been oblivious to signs they'd made a serious mistake. Serious mistake. You think they were just oblivious, or are they just a bunch of jerks? They just don't care. After he was arrested in Colorado on a minor drug charge, Warzyniak told probation officials their wild stories about being shot 7 times, stabbed twice, and bombed 4 times as a Russian army colonel in Afghanistan, according to court records. He also insisted he swam ashore to America from a Soviet submarine. Court officials were skeptical. Not only did his story seem preposterous, but the longtime heroin addict also had a southern accent and didn't speak Russian.
Okay, so he at one point said that he had come ashore from a Soviet submarine. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, you know,
just because he's crazy doesn't mean that he should be deported.
I don't.
Colorado court officials quickly determined his true identity in a national crime database. He was a Minnesotan-born man who grew up in Georgia. Before Warzyniak was sentenced to prison on the drug charge, his probation officer surmised in a report that he could be mentally ill. Although it only took minutes for McClatchy, the newspaper, to confirm with Minnesota officials that a birth certificate under Warzyniak's name and birth date was on file, Colorado prison officials notified federal authorities that Warzyniak was a foreign-born prisoner. McClatchy also was able to track down Warzyniak's half-three sisters, even though they hadn't seen him in almost 20 years. His sisters were willing to vouch for him. One of them, Missy Dahl, called the detention center repeatedly until they stopped returning her calls. Her brother's attorney told her that, talk about customer service, told her that a detainee in Warzyniak's situation often has to wait weeks for results, even if he or she gets a copy of a U.S. birth certificate. They're really moving fast over there, really just cranking those people through as quick as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Warzyniak, meanwhile, waited impatiently for an opportunity to prove his case after he contacted the Florence Immigrant and Refugee Rights Project, a group that provides legal advice to immigrants. A local attorney recently agreed to represent him for free. Dahl and her husband, a retired sheriff's deputy, flew to Arizona from their Charlotte home to attend their brother's hearing before an immigration judge. Before she left, she emailed Senator Richard Burr from North Carolina, and after someone from his office contacted ICE, immigration officials promised to release Warzyniak if they got a birth certificate. After scrambling, so making the phone call is not good enough. You can't just call the state. You have to actually get the copy of it, which, of course, means you have to wait on one bureaucracy to get the birth certificate, send it out, and then wait on the other bureaucracy to process. This takes forever. After scrambling to get a power of attorney to obtain their brother's birth certificate, the sisters succeeded in getting a copy the day before the hearing. On Thursday, however, government lawyers told an immigration judge during a deportation hearing they needed a week to verify the authenticity of Warzyniak's birth record. So, first, you have to jump through all the hoops to get the certificate. The government's not going to do that for you, apparently. You have to jump through all those hoops. Then, once you've gotten the government birth certificate from the government office and handed it over to another government agency, they're saying, oh, well, we can't do anything. We have to wait and process this. We need to analyze it to make sure it's real. Well, why couldn't they contact the government agency? Wouldn't that solve a lot of the inefficiency problem? Like, they call the Office of Births, Live Births, or whoever it is that takes care of the birth certificates and verified it with the actual other agency? Anyway, the judge delayed his ruling. His sister says, I still can't believe this is happening in America. Marziniak began to weep when he saw his sister. He said, they still don't believe me. Later that day, however, ICE officials changed their minds.
That's because, dummy, you told them you swam ashore from a Soviet submarine.
And said he could be released this week. Yes, but Mark, the other 125 people that were...
No, I understand. But, at some point, my outrage and my pity is mitigated when some dope goes out there and lies his way into a jail cell.
He was already in the jail cell on a drug charge. Anyway, they
said he wasn't in that jail cell. He lied himself into an immigration jail cell by telling people that he was, I was the Soviet version of James Bond, but then I decided to defect to America, so I jettisoned myself out of a torpedo tube of a nuclear submarine and swam ashore in Seattle with a salmon in my teeth. You know, it's difficult for me to get it. I'm upset at this guy. He's lied.
ICE officials changed their minds later that day and said he could be released this week. They said they were able to confirm his birth certificate, but they didn't acknowledge any problem with the handling of the case. The officials blamed conflicting information for the mix-up. ICE spokesbureaucrat said the burden of proof is on the individual to show they're legally entitled to be in the United States.
Now that is just the wrong thing to say.
Brzezniak told McClatchy he has no memory of telling anyone he was a Russian. Instead, he recalled the shock of withdrawing from his heroin addiction after 18 years of drug abuse. A spokeswoman for... So either he didn't tell them, or he was really high, and that's why he told them that, or they just made it up. Maybe they made it up. Maybe
they made up that he told them that he had swum ashore from Russian submarine.
Catherine Sanguinetti, spokesman for the Colorado Department of Corrections, suspects the prison officials were relying on information Marziniak gave when he was first taken into custody because they never received the Colorado court documents concluding he was a U.S. citizen. Even now, the prison records inaccurately show his current location as the Soviet Union. In the end, Sanguinetti said ICE is responsible for making sure it detains and deports the correct person. They're not responsible, because if they were responsible, you could sue them.
Yeah.
They could get in trouble for this.
Yeah, they're not responsible. They're irresponsible.
More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. You believe this could happen to you? Because you're just lucky that it hasn't. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for the special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. Stickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then head on over and sign up for the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board. Amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send us $3 a month, and we take that in, turn it right around, and reinvest it into the show to get on more radio stations across the country, thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. In fact, should be announcing a couple new stations within the next week or so, which I'm very excited about. And all of this is possible because of listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. And you do get some perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, the AMP forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. So, just a few more thoughts here on this story and going to your calls here shortly. But once again, we've discovered yet another despicable aspect of this war on immigration.
Something new.
Yet another just disturbing development. And as you said, Mark, we sort of knew this was going on, but we hadn't really gotten wind of it officially yet. Now, the wind is blowing, and we have some level of an idea of how wide cutting the effects of this are. In that there are hundreds of Americans that are in government detention facilities, waiting to be deported to countries.
Or have been deported, right.
Or, yeah, we don't know how many have been deported.
Well, they said 125 in a year.
Well, those were the ones that were sitting in the facilities. They found 125 sitting in the facilities, and that wasn't even in all the facilities. They only looked at a fraction of the prisoners. Mm. So they found 125 sitting in there currently that were awaiting deportation, that were, you know, the government was claiming were illegal immigrants, but were not. And so how many more people is this going to affect? Unknown.
It's hard to say.
Will it be you? Will it be a friend of yours? Could be. ICE, remember, this is what the government says. Here's their quote. The burden of proof is on the individual. That's you. The burden of proof is on you to show you're legally entitled to be in the United States. You need to be entitled to be here now.
That makes it very difficult. What if a lot of older Americans, it's a piece of paper. A lot of older Americans, they've been through fires. Some of them were born in homes a lot of people were born in, you know, in the Liberty Movement were born in homes and simply don't have a birth certificate.
Yep.
If your, you know, birth certificate was lost and moving, many people move several, many times during their childhood years. You know, maybe they tossed a few years down the toilet and with drugs or alcohol or something like that, and somehow their birth certificate got lost. You know, a move out, an unhappy move out with a significant other. Everything didn't get packed. The rest of it got tossed. You never know what could happen here. So you don't have that one piece of paper that proves that you were born in the United States. You don't have that one single piece of paper. Because I believe I have one. But tell me to put my hands on it. It's going to take me a little while.
Well, beyond that, there's also a government copy of it somewhere and on file in some bureaucracy.
Yeah, but the government refused to go looking in this guy's case for it.
Right, he had to go and do the footwork and dig that up, and that could be very difficult.
And how much access do they have to phone calls and things of that sort?
It's unknown.
I mean, they say that the burden of proof is on you, but if you're in a jail cell, what are you supposed to do?
It can be kind of hard to do some footwork and research.
It certainly can be difficult to do some things.
Right, because government's not interested in helping you. They're not interested in jumping to their feet and providing you with quick, efficient customer service. It could be literally, and it has been, in this guy's case, it was weeks and weeks and weeks before they let him out.
Well, the policy with convicts is just to assume they're lying and don't do anything.
Right.
I mean, that's how it goes.
Well, once in his case, he was a drifter. But in your case, you've got a job.
Well, you heard the quote. The quote is, the burden of proof resides upon you.
Right.
Somehow our legal system, when it comes to, you know, immigration, somehow our legal system has been turned on its head. Now, I'll grant you that there's a great deal of, you know, turning that's gone on in the legal system over the last 50 years or so. But the idea is that you're innocent until proven guilty. And they say in the immigration service that you have to prove that you're a citizen.
It's disgusting.
That's wrong.
Would love your thoughts. 800-259-9231. I just want to end with one point here. The McClatchy article claims that the prison records even now inaccurately show his location, the man we were talking about earlier, as the Soviet Union. But I think they might have that wrong. That really might be more accurate than we think. Is he in the United States or is he in the Soviet Union? What's the difference anymore? I mean, okay, we're not 100% communist. But seems like we're on the road. We're darn close. 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. We go to Montreal. Talk to Carl. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's good topic you're talking about. You know, as you know, I am in immigration, and there's a lot of horror stories here at a detention center in Canada. And there's quite a few people here who are detainees who have papers, and they say that the papers are not good enough. And basically, we're being told the same thing. The burden is on us to prove, you know, our case. And the government, you know, don't really want to prove anything, you know, to, you know, in my own case, I had government officials put lots of stuff in my records. They said I said, or like this doctor who examined me said that my father raped my mother, and basically that was how I was born. And my parents disagreed with that, but they still won't take it out, and they made up a whole tons of lies. And I mean, that's how they act. They don't care. It's about the truth, you know. Basically, we have to prove, you know, what they say is not true. You know, and we have to spend all our money and, you know, to get documents and stuff to, you know, prove they're not telling the truth. And
It's darn hard to work for money while you're in jail, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Carl, have you been able to get your birth certificate to show them?
Yeah, I mean, I've been detained here for 8 months at the Laval Detention Center, which is on the island north of Montreal, because Montreal is like an island, sort of, with the rivers, St. Lawrence River going around, you know, and I'm in Laval, and this is an immigration detention center. They call it a prevention center. They don't exactly call it a detention center, and there's probably about 50 detainees here. And I've talked to several of the people here, and like one guy has papers, and they said, oh, the papers aren't good enough, you know, it can be fake, and, you know. And my case, what happened was, you know, I was a critic of Bush, and I got arrested by the Secret Service because of some of my drawings and writings, and I wanted to take my case to trial, and I had this doctor come and do a mental health evaluation on me. And I didn't know it, but later I got this doctor's resume and find out he was employed by the Secret Service. and in his own resume that I got a copy of, it showed that he was a close associate of Bill Clinton, the Bush family, and you know, and made up tons of stuff in my report that he did. I mean, lie after lie, and I mean, I've had problems with court, you know, saying stuff.
So
I,
you're
I don't,
still there in that facility. You've been calling us from there for several months. What is your the current status of your case?
Well, I went to court yesterday, and basically, you know, I showed him the documents, the evidence. I have a good attorney. He argued, you know, said that he believes that, you know, the U.S. government set me up and lied and railroaded me, and I come here to live here under a rule of law, and they're treating me like a criminal. They're not treating me like, you know, a person who's been victimized, you know, and they're keeping me locked up and,
well,
you know, like
you
other people
are.
Are
to,
here.
To them, you are a criminal. You didn't jump through their, you know, their prescribed hoops that they put up for you. You just thought you could come to Canada and, you know, escape persecution in the United States. You were looking for asylum. And it's, you know, unfortunately, Canada isn't like that anymore. As I understand it, it used to be more friendly towards people seeking political asylum in the past. But now they apparently, I guess, have had it with U.S. citizens coming across the border. So that may be one of the reasons you're having trouble. Are they going to deport you?
Well, they haven't so far, but they will not release me. They're saying I have mental health problems and I need a structured environment. And
structured like detention center?
Yeah.
That'll keep you sane, being in jail.
Yeah, right? Carl, good luck, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's talk to Dave in Athens, listening on WAIS. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. They have a long way to deport me to another planet. I'm just kidding. But if I ever get deported, I know where I want to go.
Where do you want to go? I don't think they give you a choice.
I don't think you get to choose.
But I'd like to hear anyway.
Visit my friend in Indonesia.
Wow, that's
Indonesia.
That's a good long ways.
Warmer
hopefully
climate.
They'll just put you in a boat, give you a paddle, and tell you to go.
Yeah.
Well, at least you got somewhere to go with a destination. You know someone somewhere. I wouldn't know anybody. I mean, even if they let me choose where I could go, I wouldn't know who to go and see when I got there.
Here's a little clue. Pick a place that speaks your language.
Speaks English, yeah, that would help.
All right,
thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you.
800-259-9231. Manuel is on the line. He wants to talk about the Postal Service. Vince in California. We'll get to everybody's calls in hour number two. 800-259-9231. Take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Also, big news about the Free State Project. Things, they are a-changing, and it's pretty cool. So we'll talk about that. And take your calls about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.